Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning into this Thursday pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day and another opportunity for you to reflect on your star power, to look in the mirror and reflect on where you've been and reflect on where you're going to next, on your star journey to stardom, being the brightest light that you can be. As we look on to Friday tomorrow, thank God we made it through another week. You'll be reflecting on where you've been and where you're going to next. That is a part of your star power. Well, it's the beginning of the mantra every day after we look at our reflections in the mirror, wherever they might be, whether it's on your phone, the pocket mirror, the bathroom, or in the car when you're driving to work or whatever you're doing. Let us say to ourselves, yes, we can. We can learn new languages. We can discover new hobbies. We can read new books. We can paint walls. We can do something differently. We can attempt to accomplish something maybe we've never intended on doing before. We can believe in ourselves. We can change our minds. We can have different opinions. We can have different political thoughts. We can do different things. It is possible that we can do things that people think we can't do. And it's also possible that we can flourish and do great things. So why not do them? Why not say to yourself, yes, I can, instead of saying to yourself, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this? Why not radiate the light and be the light instead of radiating the doubt and fear? Yes, we can. Following the yes, we can is the never give up. If you believe in something or you love somebody or you stand for something and you stand strong, then how is it that you would ever give up on that? Do you understand that giving up on something is not continuing and it's falling into a trap of not completing something? You're directly and deliberately giving up. That shouldn't be something that we're willing to do. It should be something that we're unwilling to do. We should be unwilling to give up on ourselves. Unwilling to give up on the situation that we're experiencing. That should be the awakening. That should be what's happening. That. If you believe in something and you believe that you're experiencing something difficult and you're at the edge of defeat and the edge of I give up, hear the voice in the back of your consciousness. Persevere through the difficulty and the sadness and the horror and the pain and even hell itself. And get to the other side of that and do not give up. Do not give in and do not say you can't, because you can, right? We can be different. We can solve problems. We can be the difference in the day. And finally, why not today? Why are we putting our lives on back burners? Why aren't we making ourselves the most important? Why is it that we allow others to say whatever the fuck they want and we give other people the ability to tell us what we can't do, right? Or we put our life in the background so others can flourish and then we can't? I'm talking about simple hobbies, daily activities, getting the dishwasher fixed in the kitchen, painting the wall in the living room. I'm talking about looking at houses, looking at condos, finding where you want to move, getting out of where you don't like, buying the new car. I'm talking about responding back to text messages, responding back to things that you should be responding to, making doctor's appointments, getting things done that need to get done, and not saying you're going to do it at another point when you don't know if you're going to. That is what I'm talking about. So, hold on, make appointments, organize your life, and get things done. Do not procrastinate. Do not be indecisive. Don't say, I'm going to get this done at this point. Don't sit there twiddling your thumbs. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. What should I do? This, that, left, right, up, down, green, blue, yellow. Don't be that person. Be somebody who can make a decision and stick with it and live with it and be okay with it. Life is going to go your way sometimes, and then life isn't going to go your way other times. That's the moral of the story. Moving on from that, let's get to the main part of the conversation. Right now, unfortunately, I'm listening to the State of the Union with Joe Biden, who's a complete liar, and he's just making things up. Not once has this man brought up, and by the way, we're tuning into No Media Allowed before we get to the main part of the conversation, so let me fix that real quick. So, No Media Allowed, No Media Allowed, No Media Allowed, Cause that was anyway, State of the Union. I'm talking to you while he's saying it because he's not saying anything important. Honestly, he's been standing up here lying for about an hour now, acting like January 6th is important, abortion rights are important, and bringing up black people into conversations that don't matter. He's not talking about the border. He's not talking about the high inflation rate, the fact that millennials and young people in Generation Z can't afford to buy their first house, that young people are not having kids. He is not talking about the problems that exist with buying chicken and ordering takeout. He's not talking about any of that. He's not talking about the fact that even if you get a raise at your job, it still feels like you don't make any money because they're taxing the shit out of you. And the more you make, buddy, the more they take, buddy. That's it. Instead, he's talking about how we're going to fight with Ukraine in a never-ending war because we're in another one now. And instead, he didn't even bring up Israel. He talked about Ukraine. My God. And it's not even over yet. I just don't know why he's talking about tax credits for bums that don't have jobs, that are getting $7,500, and why he's acting like this is going to make a difference for people that do not get handouts. It's so annoying. But as he doesn't talk about Lincoln Riley, who got murdered, and he doesn't talk about the little girls that got raped, or the police officer that just died from a hit, from an accident that didn't need to happen, because if the person had been deported to ICE, he wouldn't have hit him, right? This man had a child and a wife, a family, and he's been taken away from his family. So many others are going to die, and they're going to be collateral damage for this party of lunacy. These people don't have an ending button. There's no off. They lost 9-0 from the Supreme Court, and they're still back at it trying to find ways to attack Trump. Clearly, the clear winner here between Joe Biden and Trump is Trump, right? Because Joe Biden is lying. The media is lying for him. They're all trying to cover up the fact that his son is de facto. He's a secret agent. He's rogue against the United States of America. And he got blatantly paid to do things that he's not supposed to have any access to do. Why is he involved with business deals with his son? Why is they don't have a business either, right? I have more questions than answers here. And the attack, the constant attack on Donald Trump, unwilling to answer about what you actually did do. They just keep making up stuff, and I don't know anymore. I'm not feeling it. Biden's the loser here, and they're stuck with him. So they made their bed. They got to lay in it. Moving on from the fact that this speech is dumb and it doesn't make a difference, and we watch these people parade around in their dumbass outfits. There's protesters outside of this. They all look absolutely ridiculous. And this is insane. It reminds me of like an episode of like Murder, She Wrote, like one of the original episodes where these frou-frou rich people show up in this room. And they're at some party that nobody wants to be at. So they're acting. That's what this is. This is them showing us that we don't matter in this country. Every year that they do the State of the Union bullshit, it shows us exactly how unimportant we are. And this is the country of the people. And if these people don't start to recognize their part in this, I'm afraid they're going to get an awakening that they are not prepared for. Moving on from the fact that this speech sucks and I don't care what Biden has to say, and neither should you. Can we trust doctors, the DEI hired doctors? Do you really want someone operating on you that's only been hired because of the color of their skin, not because of how smart they are or what medical school they went to, or where they did their, like, hours. I kind of feel like when it comes to my doctor or my eye doctor or my dentist, I want someone that went to school for that. I do not want someone in my mouth that's not a dentist. I don't want my cousin taking care of my teeth. Like, that's not something that I trust. Can we trust the doctors? I think you need to be really careful how you're picking your doctors. First of all, where the doctor is located, is it part of a practice? And, you know, what are people saying about the practice? You really need to do a lot of research before you pick a doctor. That's what I'm saying. Ronna McDaniel is out. And who are they going to replace her with? I don't know. The new guy that took over for Kevin McCarthy is basically Kevin McCarthy. It's just another guy named Mike Johnson. He signed off on some dumbass bill for the House, and I don't know why he did it. And he's giving more money to things that don't need to have it. And we're making dumb decisions. But they'll never learn. And I don't know. I don't think they're going to vote him out. So we'll see what happens. Rocky is leaving California. No surprise. I feel like a lot of people are leaving California, and I think it's just going to continue to get worse. And people are leaving New York, too. People are running from these Democratic states because they suck. Crime is up, and everything costs too much to live there. So the cost of living in these Democratic states has exceeded the value of living there. Who wants to shop in these chaotic stores? I don't like the idea that I'm going at Target and everything is locked up. They started doing this weird shit not that far away from where I live in a Walmart where they locked up the underwear. And when my mom told me she saw that, at first I thought it was strange. But now they were ahead of all the shit that's happening now with the thieves in the stores. I really don't want to shop in the store if I don't have to, honestly. I'd rather just order everything on Amazon. And I know some people will say to me, why would you want to do that? Let me see. I don't have to park my car. I don't have to potentially get robbed. And I don't have to overpay some ridiculous-ass price for something in the store. So honestly, if I am buying something in the store, it's in limited fashion. Maybe I'll go to Target maybe once a month or something. Nope. The stores are chaotic. Everything is locked up. You can't get any help from the people that work there. Nobody wants to talk to you. And just retail has changed. And I've talked about this multiple times. I don't think it's going to last. I don't think it's going to be able to compete with the Death Star. And I know to some people that's unattractive and scary and really concerning. But brick and mortar costs money. You have to pay heads to be there. It's a different climate. I think we're moving in the opposite direction. I think people are getting tired of dealing with the behaviors of the bad guys and the bad girls and the criminals that run the streets. Because the only people that are running the street are the bad guys and the cartels and the drug dealers and the fentanyl dealers and all these people. Honestly. Koch pulls funding for Nikki. Nikki's out, though, right? She finally got out of the race yesterday. And I don't know why she stayed in it that long. I don't know why I was listening to people on Fox News say that Trump needs to offer her something. Trump doesn't need to offer that dumb bitch anything. Why was she in there for that long? She lost in Iowa when she made the comment that there was two in the race and she was trying to act like Vivek didn't matter. She's supposed to support Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but instead she's chasing Democratic votes, and she doesn't understand the Republican Party. She definitely doesn't understand conservative Christians. She doesn't understand independents, unaffiliated, any of the people that might not even have a party. She doesn't understand that. That's why these idiots on MSNBC and CNN love her, because she's a distraction for them to pretend like Biden's doing something. Biden is the worst president in history. History of the United States of America. And listening to him lie right now with these dumb motherfuckers that are women wearing white to support abortions is insane. You motherfuckers are willing to support killing life up until 9 months. Have you seen what an abortion looks like? Do you understand what it is to take a life? If you're a Democrat, you're supporting that. What side do you want to be on in history here? Do you want to be on the side that is the side to get rid of America? Because you do understand that there is a low birth rate right now in America, right? There aren't young people going into these jobs. Young people aren't having kids. Young people aren't buying houses. Young people aren't doing anything. They still live in the basement at their mom and dad's house because they can't afford to live. Things have changed. And nobody's talking about that. Except for maybe me and a couple of others that aren't scared to be fearless on a podcast. Because I don't work for anybody. I work for me. I've told you many times, I don't do this for money. I do it for fun because I like having a way to spread the news and spread the hope and spread the peace and spread star power. Nikki Haley should have never continued in this. It's actually embarrassing that she did. And it's sad that she still had to call Donald Trump out at the last point when she was speaking, saying he needs to bring our party together. You sure didn't bring the party together with your stupid actions. You're like an idiot. You're an abysmal just failure. And the idea that you stayed in there that long trying to give people another source to vote for, we don't want to vote for you. So it doesn't matter. It never did. You're an idiot. Okay, moving on from politics. Joe Biden's still talking, but I'm not listening to him because he's an idiot. He's completely delirious, brainless, dementia, Alzheimer's, doesn't know where the fuck he is, stutters over his words, and I don't want to hear any of these pugnant motherfuckers on CNN and MSNBC, and excuse my French, for saying that he has a speech impediment. It's not a speech impediment. He just doesn't know where he is. And that should be a red flag to any American, because we don't have actual leadership. We have a puppet president. And I don't know about you, but I don't want a puppet president. I want somebody that's really going to go attack Putin and say, this has to end. Not allow us to give billions, if not trillions of dollars to Ukraine for them to lose this way. They don't need any more money from America. They need to set some sort of course and deal with Russia and give them whatever the fuck they want so we can get out of this, right? We also need to get out of the Israel and the Hamas war too. We need to stop. This is interfering with the problems that we have in America. America can't be focused on America if America is focused on every other country too. That's not our responsibility. And I know Ben Shapiro and a bunch of others will say, you can't just not be involved with other things, that you're cutting everything off. But I don't really care, because have you seen America lately? There's problems here. I work with people every day in the private community, with customers. And if you could hear the things that they're saying, this is everyday people. Jacks and Jills. Hardworking men and women, American men and women. They aren't happy, and neither am I. Things gotta change. Some things are better left unsaid. You know, I often talk about mean, horrible, envious, sad people, and I've gotten to this state. Today is Thursday, and instead of attacking a person that's attacking you, just let them attack you, because they're showing how incompetent they are. Clearly, you have value. Clearly, you're a winner. Clearly, they're not. Clearly, they're trying to make themselves be perceived as somebody important. And it's clearly people that don't have any power that want power. And it's sad. And so when people attack me, when people really think they're going to make a difference or make me feel a certain way, they just don't understand that I just don't care. Unless you're my immediate family, and unless it's something that's going to immediately affect my life or my livelihood, you can say whatever you want to me and it doesn't matter to me. I'm a very strong person, and words aren't going to break my spirit. People are always going to be chasing me, trying to steal my light and tell me what I can and can't do. People are always going to be telling me why I can't do this, and they're always going to be saying the same thing to you. and you know what you need to do? Ignore them. Feel bad for these people. You know what the best thing you could say to people that aren't worth you talking to? Nothing. You know, instead of contacting HR at your job to tell on somebody that said something to you that was wrong, let them say it to you. Let them be these people that show who they really are, because they're going to do that again. And the next time they do it to someone else, it's not going to work. So don't be the person that's necessarily going to snitch on somebody. Instead, be the person that's not going to react to them. And don't give in to the negativity. Don't give in to the bad. Be stronger. Will they turn wrong part of the conversation. Might seek some stuff on Poshmark. Well, I already started doing that, so I guess I'm a posher at this point. I uploaded some Michael Kors shoes and I'm trying to sell them. Hopefully somebody buys them. I also want to upload all the other shoes that I have that I'm not currently wearing and a bunch of clothes that I want to get rid of. And just, I'd rather sell stuff. And I know my husband's like, why do you want to do this? Well, one, I can sell stuff. Two, then I can buy stuff that I want. Like, it's just an easier way to shop for me. And you already know I don't like going in the store. I've been completely turned off by Forever 21 and H&M. And I hate Macy's. So my only other option is Nordstrom, right? And Saks Fifth. Those are like my main two stores outside of thrifting. And Poshmark is basically thrifting. I love thrifting. That's really my nitty gritty, right? Goodwills, Salvation Armies, and Savers. That's my go-to. I don't care if somebody else already wore it. I don't want to spend a ridiculous amount of money. And I also like designer stuff too. So that's why I'm looking for at thrift stores for like really not. Actually, I think it's called consignment stores, but I call them thrift stores. But I'm looking for these major deals. And that's why I think I really do like Poshmark. I think you should try it too and see if you like it. Real love is crazy. It's only crazy if it's real, right? Why do people assume that being in love is going to be simple, easy, and 1, 2, 3? That's not what real love is. Real love is chaotic, unpredictable, and insane. No day is like another. Everything is always different. One year may be different than the other. At some point, if you're married and if you're in a relationship, you're going to have kids. You're going to get married. You're going to move. You're going to get a new car. You're going to go on vacation. You're going to get a new job. You're going to get a new like pan in the kitchen. The dishwasher might not work the way you want it to. Your pet might be silly. You might want to get another pet. Things are going to change. But real love is crazy. And it should be. Honestly, real love, I'm searching for a real love, someone to set my heart free. Real love, I'm searching for a real love, and I am lucky enough to have real love with Skip. Every day, every minute, every second, every hour, I'm reminded how lucky I am. I found my soulmate in a world full of people that weren't, and he found his. We are united not only by Jesus Christ and Christianity and Catholicism and love, but we are united as best friends and soulmates. In the other hand, the other finger, we are connected emotionally, mentally, physically, and in every way possible. My husband is my best friend, and I'm so lucky to have him. And I know that he feels the same way about me. So, real love, I'm searching for a real love, someone to set my heart free. Real love, oh, I found my real love, and his name is Skip. Skip and Star take the world. Me and him, we'll do everything together. And I like that we're never alone, because we always have each other. Moving on from real love and Skip and Star. Bring happy for others. I've been taking a different approach to my everyday, especially at work. I try to be the positive, energetic, happy spirit in a setting of misery and deterioration and just dark death or just misery, right? Instead of being miserable with everybody else, I decide to be happy and energetic and optimistic. And I just have like invisible middle fingers to the people that are staggering in misery. Like, moving on.
And thanks to our Chips and Science Act.
I think that we have to do a better job of calling things out for what they are. I really do. We cannot be scared to be happy for others and to bring happiness into others' lives. We cannot be scared to promote positivity, promote the idea of yes, you can, and promote the idea of you're going to get this and you're going to do that. Is it okay? No, I'm sorry. It is okay to feel hopeless. Sometimes you're going to feel hopeless, like you're not going to get through something or something's not going to work out. I've told you many times how hopeless I felt about this infertility crop and people being pregnant and me trying to get pregnant and it not working and me not understanding what's going on. Being able to recover from polycystic ovary syndrome was something I did not think in my wildest dreams was going to happen to myself, but it did. Having an opportunity to now be able to start my own pregnancy or maybe have help with IVF or something is just so rewarding and so amazing. But regardless of that, you can't let these situations stop you. It's okay to feel hopeless, like you don't know how you're going to get through the sludge, or you don't know how you're going to get through the darkness, or you're just walking along and you don't know what's next. It is okay to feel like that. It is okay to feel lost, confused, and question things. And when you're feeling like that, that's when you have to step back to what we just talked about. Find the happiness when you're feeling hopeless and take yourself out of the sludge. Take yourself out of the swamp. Remove yourself from the darkness and be the light that you're supposed to be. That's what we're promoting here. Yes, we can. Following that, let's get into watching things. So currently I'm watching this dumbass state address crap thing with Joe Biden. Bunch of crap. Still watching season 7. I was saying season 6 of Hell's Kitchen. This season feels real strange. I don't know. The original season started in 2005, and I'm assuming this one is like 2012. And I don't know if it feels weird for me because the characters on this one just suck. But I don't know. The people on this series are like not as good. There's one dude called Salvatore that's pretty okay. But the rest of them, not that good. Like, the rest of them, I don't really know. Like, part of me thinks, could they be better? Like, I don't even know how they're on the show. That's how bad they are. And there's a lot of people that compete to go on Hell's Kitchen. So part of me wonders, how the hell did they even get there? But I've wondered that every season I've been watching. Like, some of these people, like, they don't know how to cook, like, seafood, like scallops. Like, they burn it. Or they can't make sauce. Or they can't make really simple things that any and everyday Joes could probably do. Right. Skin. That's something that looks okay. The color purple, I still haven't seen that yet. That is the remake of it. I don't know. I told you how I feel about remakes. My mom says she's interested in looking at it. So maybe after she watches it, I'll ask her if it was good. Will they turn Dune into a show? I mean, I think that'd be a cool sci-fi show. But every time they make a cool sci-fi show, then they ruin it with woke ideologies and woke blabber-nabber. And it just ruins it for me. Tokyo Vice Season 2. Haven't started it yet, but I want to. The first season, Tokyo Vice, was insane. There was a lot going on in that season, and I wonder, is it going to pick up right where it left off? Are they going to be able to ease everything the way everything was going in the last season into the second one? And I'm really interested to see what happens. 90 Day Fiancé. I don't even know where to begin with that show. Do I start off with the first season, or do I jump directly into whatever's on? I really want to get back into watching Housewives, too, and I talked about that yesterday. But I just love those ridiculous reality shows that just don't make any sense, and I definitely think 90 Day Fiancé is one of them. Some of their occurrences are really insane. Some of the stuff that they're saying is really crazy, and I don't know. Horrible Bosses 1 and 2. I'm going to go on like a binge probably on the weekend and watch that and laugh my ass off. Pretty Little Liars Original Sin. Have you heard of that? I found that on Max. I'm going to try it and see what it's about. Is it like the original series or is it something different? I'm going to find out. Moving on from watching things to eating things with Veegstar. Barbecue chicken pea salad. So obviously you want to take the chicken, you want to lightly saute it and cook it, not burn it. You can do that in one pan or you can do that in the air fryer. Then you're going to want to make barbecue sauce. Then you're going to want to chop the chicken up, lightly sauce the chicken. Then you're going to want to put your lettuce together. You know, if I'm making the salad, it's going to be like one lettuce over another because I'm definitely addicted to one type of lettuce.
During the pandemic, a shorted price of everything from...
But I can tell you that. Then you just add in your chickpeas and whatever else you want. Cucumbers, corn, jalapenos, avocados, whatever you want to add in the salad, you just add that in all together and you just do a good mix. Boom. I love salads and that's going to be my go-to for the summer. Clean, simple eats, meaning you're making things that don't take a lot of time and it's just like four basic things like carrots, chicken, peas. I don't know. Carrots, maybe not carrots. Chicken, avocado, and like corn. Like very simple things. Don't take a lot of time to make. Very clean. Doesn't have a lot of fat in it. Very easy. That's what we're looking for. Homemade juice. Now you can make juice by yourself by getting a juicer or you can just buy the juice. I really think homemade juice probably tastes better and it's more authentic. So I'd get a juicer and I'd try to see what you can make at home. See if you like it. I like DIYs. Cutting out the bad things. Meaning, get rid of the bad food in your house. Get rid of the potato chips. Stop eating stuff that has too many calories in it. Don't go to McDonald's. Stay away from Burger King. Stay away from Popeyes. No fast food. You have to get over this addiction to fast food and saturated fat and stuff that you shouldn't be eating. If you're going to eat frozen things, limit that. Maybe seriously consider getting a meal prep, servicer. And maybe seriously consider drinking like protein shakes. Maybe even consider Herbalife or Tone It Up. Any of these things where you have access to something that's actually going to be nutrients for your body to help your body grow stronger, right? You want to eat healthy so you have longevity, so you can live longer and stronger. White chicken chili sounds bomb and I want it right now. Damn, why can't I have it? Outside of white chicken chili, white chicken. Hot chicken is good. Now, I think the way that hot chickens can succeed and soul food can succeed is if they stick to their roots. There's a new soul food place in town that me and Skip are going to visit this weekend, and I cannot wait to see what it tastes like. I'm super happy. We had hot chicken yesterday, and it was so dang good. I like spice. Spice is nice for me, and I'm excited to see what's next. My friends, that is the end of this Thursday pod. Thank you for tuning into Born to Be a Star, and I will see you tomorrow on Friday. Good things happen when you least expect them, and your life can change whenever it wants to. Be willing to accommodate that, and be willing to change. Don't be stuck in your ways. Be okay being the light. And be okay with others not liking that. But always recognize that the light will conquer the darkness. And always recognize that if you're the light, you're always going to have the darkness hating you. It's important for you to recognize that you are the difference. You are the voice. You are the reason. You are the purpose. You are exceptional in every way, every regard. And if no one else is here to tell you that, I am. The world is going to say mean, cruel things to you. tell you it doesn't like your tweets because it doesn't agree with you. And you can be in America where they will tell you that you need to be censored because you disagree with them. But my voice, our star power, is a way for you to recognize your power and to be the bright light that you're supposed to be. My stars, us, they, them, all of us together. In the darkness, I can see your light. And I know that you can see mine too. We together are not just going to change the world, but the universe and this galaxy and every galaxy beyond that. Because we are the morning. We are the afternoon. We are the evening. We are the night. We are the beginning, the middle, the end, and everything. And infinity and beyond. We are omnipresent, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing can stop us. Because when we are the light, everything is the way it's supposed to be. We are going to save it all together. So that means you have to be strong. That means you have to fight. And that means you have to be willing to understand your power. Don't cave your power for the darkness, because the darkness wants to tell you what you can't do. Be strong in saying, I can. And be the light. I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Don't forget your star power. When you look at that reflection in the mirror, see who you are. I see your light. Do you? I'll see you guys tomorrow. Don't forget that you're a star wherever you are. And when I say wherever you are, I really mean like Ireland, Scotland, Germany, Russia, Ukraine, Puerto Rico, Portugal, Africa, South Africa, right? I'm talking about Australia. I'm talking about the Netherlands. I'm talking about Canada. I'm talking about everywhere in the United States of America, even though United States of America is kind of wonky right now. Wherever you are, be the light. I'll see you tomorrow, same place, same time. Bye.